16강 상황의 적절한 말 기출예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언의 어머니가 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian is a high school student. He has only traveled with his family before. Until now, his mother has always taken care of his travel bag, so he doesn't have any experience preparing it himself. This weekend, Brian is supposed to go on a school trip with his friends. He asks his mother to get his stuff ready for his trip this time, too. However, she believes Brian is old enough to prepare what he needs, and she thinks this time is a great opportunity for him to learn to be more independent. So, she wants to tell Brian that he should get his things ready and put them in his bag without her help. In this situation, what would Brian's mother most likely say to Brian?
(1번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 로라가 사서에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Laura is a high school student. She goes to the city library and checks out a book she's wanted to read for a long time. She starts reading it, but she ends up getting extremely busy studying for her midterms. Eventually, she realizes she won't be able to finish reading the book before it's due back at the library. She knows she can keep the book for a longer period upon request if nobody has reserved it, so she brings the book to the library. She wants to ask the librarian if she can extend the checkout period. In this situation, what would Laura most likely say to the librarian?
2번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 론이 조안에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ron is a college student. He's at home writing a term paper. He's having difficulty concentrating, so he goes to a nearby cafe for a change of scenery, which he thinks might help. He orders a coffee and starts working on his laptop. After a while, he really has to use the restroom. He's afraid if he leaves his laptop on the table while using the restroom, someone might steal it. He looks around and notices his friend Joan studying at another table in the cafe. Ron goes over to her. He wants to ask Joan to watch it while he's gone. In this situation, what would Ron most likely say to Joan?
3번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 린다가 캐런에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Linda and Karen are sisters. And they're going on a trip abroad. They're going to visit their uncle in Sweden and also travel around the country. They decide to take just one suitcase each. Karen has never traveled abroad before and starts stuffing her suitcase with anything she thinks she may need. Linda, on the other hand, has traveled overseas quite a few times and knows what to pack and what not to. When she sees what Karen is packing, she thinks Karen is packing too many things for the trip. Linda wants to tell Karen to pack as light as possible. In this situation, what would Linda most likely say to Karen?
4번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 넬리가 매튜에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nellie and Matthew are classmates, and today they're volunteering at a Children's Day festival. Nellie's job is taking children's photos at the photo booth, and Matthew is doing face painting at the face painting booth. The booths are not close to each other. At some point, there are too many kids at the face painting booth for Matthew and the other volunteers to handle. So Matthew calls Nellie to ask for help. However, she's also really busy at her booth. Therefore, Nellie wants to decline Matthew's request. In this situation, what would Nellie most likely say to Matthew?
(5번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제이콥이 미아에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jacob is a high school freshman who enjoys science, so he decides to join the school science experiment club. One day, he tells his friend Mia about his plan. Mia tells Jacob the bad things she's heard about the science experiment club. She says that the few members who are in the club aren't that passionate about science. Also, she says that they don't do many science experiments. Jacob has heard those same things, but he knows that there are new members and believes that the club is going to improve. He wants to tell Mia this. In this situation, what would Jacob most likely say to Mia?
6번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 소피아가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sophia is a new middle school teacher. She's concerned about one of her students who is so shy that he rarely interacts with others. For advice, she goes to talk to Kevin, a colleague with over 20 years of teaching experience. He's great at giving new teachers teaching tips. After listening to Sophia's concern, Kevin says that a great way to get a shy student to interact with his classmates is to give him tasks that require him to interact with other students. Sophia considers making the student the class librarian. She wants to know what Kevin thinks of her idea. In this situation, what would Sophia most likely say to Kevin?